Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
It is time for the Spillover with Raf and AD, sponsored by our friends at Computer Hardware. Go see Tripp and the team at 70th and O for all your computer needs for Apple products, watches, computers, phones, and more. Also in Lincoln, Kearney, Hastings, and GI Computer Hardware. Great people. Gentlemen, good to see you. Happy Monday to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
You guys ready to roll?
Indeed.
We just saw a list on TV of the top NFL quarterbacks per NFL executives and
scouts.
Young Ben was upset to not see Tua on the list. I, as a Dolphins fan, am fine with him not being on the list.
Only can name the top four. The top four, Mahomes, Burrow, help me with three.
Allen,
and then Lamar Jackson.
And number five, Bo Nix.
I don't think so, Raph.
I didn't memorize.
Failed to see his name on the list at all. Didn't see Bo Nix on there. Because he wasn't.
I didn't memorize it to five.
Justin Herbert was number six in that list.
So who would have been five?
Five was... Matthew Stafford. I thought was high for
you
Stafford. Right. I like Stafford, but he's not right now a top five quarterback
in
the NFL.
You got it, though. Five.
In my opinion.
Don't yawn.
Rodgers was at eight, I believe.
Yeah, Rodgers was only eight.
But he didn't play last year at all.
Yeah, he's got a whole year.
He's 40 years old. Yeah. I did see him. He was playing in the tournament this past weekend in Tahoe, the celebrity golf tournament. And his swing, he's a pretty good stick. He's a good golfer.
Shocking. I'm being facetious. Not shocking. He's incredible.
He's one of those
athletic
dudes, though, that just could pick up a racket and be good.
I bet he'd be great at
tennis. Lacrosse, wouldn't matter.
Yep. Hey, now, eight, I'm saying low on Rodgers. I'm still saying low. I know he missed last year. I got all
he's
that.
40 years old.
I'd have him in the top five, maybe. I love him. I mean, I just love the guy. I think he's a great quarterback. Badass.
Better than Tua?
What do you think? Tua's not in the top 10. Jalen Hurts is not in the top 10.
And Dak, I think, not in the top 10.
Dak's 10.
Dak is 10, okay.
I was surprised to see Hurts in there. I mean, not in there.
Hurts not in there.
I was surprised to see Dak in there and not Hurts.
Yeah, I'd put Hurts above. But if you were a GM this year, would you take Aaron Rodgers or CJ Stroud?
Ooh. I'm taking C.J. Stroud.
Are
you kidding me?
If it's
a 1 year,
are you sure about
just
one
year, just
one
this
year.
Year, this year,
you're taking Rodgers
because you've got the experience of Rodgers.
There's still more pressure in Rodgers. He's got less around him.
What's more valuable than experience? Nothing.
If I have just for 1 year,
this year,
1 year.
Would you take Rodgers or Stroud?
Rodgers. Rodgers every day. Every day.
I would take Rodgers, but I'd be scared.
Bye.
Because of the injury bug.
Injury
if
problem.
That thing is full. I mean, if we're okay, Raph, we're going hypothetically, there was no injury before.
Yeah, no injury. Or no, we're
no,
saying
you're
he's
saying
coming
it still
off the injury
last year.
But it's just we're going into this year,
Rodgers.
And you have that choice. You can either go Rodgers or Stroud.
I can't
because you got Stroud, who may be a sophomore slump. You never know.
I still gotta go with Rodgers on that, man.
God, yes.
Experience alone. I mean, granted, he's 40, but I'm still going with Rodgers for 1 year.
Well, I'm looking at the teams around them. Houston's got Nico Collins. They've got Stephon Diggs is now on the Texans, by the way. They've got Tank Dell. They've got some studs around him.
But I'm saying everything the same. Yeah. And who are you taking?
It's tough because you're like, you got the experience of Rodgers.
It's not
then
tough.
You got the young gunslinger.
It's not tough.
I don't know. It's
not every, like Rodgers. It's not like Rodgers has deteriorated physically all that much when he's healthy. I mean, he's still a gunslinger.
Yeah. So
how much is Rodgers still invested in football at this point? Is he all in with the Jets?
Competitive
right
guy.
Now. He didn't go to the mini camp because he had something else he wanted to go do instead.
Yeah, he traveled.
Yeah,
he
traveled. I think this is going to be a pivotal year.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the Jets. And I think that for coaches, for potentially coaching staff as well, if they tank it up, let's say Rodgers stays healthy, but they still stink it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be interesting, man.
Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
He'll be gone.
And I like him. Honestly, I like him, man.
I do too.
He's a great coordinator. And I'm not sure about his head coaching abilities, but he's also had horrendous luck there. I mean, he didn't pick Zach Wilson. He didn't ask for Rodgers' last one drive and be out for the season. That was rough. They still won 7 games with mostly defense in that team.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me, that list. I think there's a big gap between 1 and 2. Mahomes is just easily 1.
Yes.
Who would question that?
Burrow's 2.
Who would question that?
Yeah. Yep. And Burrow's 2.
Mahomes has won 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls. Yeah. He's lost one also, by the way.
He's got his own logo now.
Mm-hmm. On the field at Texas Tech.
On the 50, or near the 50. Yeah, he's the man. He is the man. So it's, say it again.
The list?
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. Who was 4?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Then you had Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. There's your 5.
Justin Herbert at 6.
Herbert at 6.
Seems a little high for him, yeah. I think. He hasn't won anything at all.
I think I'd take Stroud over Herbert.
Wow, you're on the Stroud. You're really on the Stroud.
I am. I was watching him play a lot at the end of the year, and I love the way he pushes the ball down the field. Yeah. And
I got
He's confident, and I love seeing that.
You'd love to see him in orange.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Bo Nix it is, though, for you.
Bo Nix
is okay.
Bo Nix at five. Yep, he's accurate. We're going to be okay.
None of our three teams had a quarterback in the top 10. I mean, AD's got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields now in the Steelers. Two of the Dolphins, Bo Nix for the Broncos. Nobody! No quarterback playing our teams.
If you put Wilson and Fields together as one, would they be in the top 10?
Probably still not.
Wilson and Fields together?
No.
Yeah. It's just a combo.
Like, no.
Mix them together.
No.
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 No. I think they both have some flaws. You know
what? Here's why I say that. They've got some proving to do. They've done nothing in Pittsburgh. And quite honestly, Russell didn't do much in Denver either. You know, and
no, he didn't.
So yeah, they both in Fields. And I have more in defense of Fields than I do for Russell Wilson.
Do you?
Because Fields didn't have anything to work with in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He was running for his life 90% of the time.
Now, if you take Bo Nix, Zach Wilson, and Jarrett Stidham and combine them all together, do they crack the top 25? Man, I got hope, man.
I don't think so. I think still no, Ralph.
Oh, I might say no on that.
Too many unknowns, man.
You're still a no there.
Nix is an old rookie, though, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's like a 23-year-old.
24, I think. Is he 24? Yeah, because he had Auburn a few years.
Nix might surprise you a little bit.
I hope so. Yeah. I like surprises.
I don't think Nix has a super strong arm. No, I know he doesn't.
No, it's not. No. Not he doesn't have a by super no means. Strong but arm, he can push it down the field. Plus, it helps being in Denver with altitude, so you get a few more yards.
Oh, that does help.
Yeah.
Last question before we get out of here.
Okay, Jake.
People forget tonight is the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, Major League Baseball. People definitely forget that.
Anybody in this, of these four people watching, I will not. I'll be at Golf League. I cannot watch.
Okay.
Anybody else going to watch the Home Run Derby at Globe Life Field in Texas tonight?
Can you name a few players in
Bobby Witt Jr. Okay. of the Royals. Jose Ramirez from the Guardians is in this.
Okay.
Pete Alonso of the Mets.
Okay.
Polar Bear.
He's a stud.
Okay.
Beyond that, I should know more names, but I'm forgetting.
Okay, that's fine. No, I probably won't watch
it. That's pretty good.
I think there's eight, though.
Tonight. I probably won't watch it.
Have you watched it in the last 20 years?
Probably watching the Republican National Convention.
Is that right? We almost went on
Can I say
show.
That? Can I say that? Okay. No, I don't think that's wrong to say, is it?
No. I might check parts of it out.
Jake,
most likely the highlights.
Please don't do that to me. It's fine.
Fine. Man. Listen, it's a...
I was neutral.
Neutral. Neutral, yes.
That was neutral.
I don't mind what you do.
I might watch a little Home Run Derby. I might flip
it
back
you.
And
you
forth.
You never know. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it with you. You never know. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.